Kia ora koutou ngā whānau, o tu motu nei. So welcome to the families of this great island. No mai haere mai, kiha hei C3 Coast. So welcome to our church, C3 Coast. Ko Karen aho. My name is Karen. For those of you who don't know me, most of you do. Ko taku korero I tēnei ata. I am sharing with you this morning. I'm speaking this morning. So pareka reka, enjoy. Amen. So, te wiki o te reo Māori this week. Should be always. Always. Our beautiful native tongue. You know, we are a country that has two official languages, or three official languages actually. Te reo is one of them, English is the other, and sign language is the other. Afrikaans is not official, I'm sorry. We will allow you to speak Afrikaans. And we'll even learn a few of your words. We love all. We are inclusive. But we are a bicultural nation. So we have two recognised languages as part of our country. And te reo is one of them. And I love it. And I'm trying to speak as much as I can, the little bit that I know, but more and more, and I really want to learn. And then that's sort of one of the goals I've set for me for this year coming, is I want to do some learning, I want to upskill. And te reo, that's really, really important to me. So this morning I'm talking to you about how to build your whare to last. How to build your whare to last. You know, it's probably all of you had a bit of a tough year. It's been a bit of a weird one, hasn't it? Bit of a weird year. And we've all had our ups and we've all had our downs, and some of you have had more downs and some of you have had quite a few ups still through the process. It's been okay. And yet there's still a whole heap more life going on as well. It's not just all focused in one area, you know. We've all journeyed through storms this year, would you agree? Have you had some storms this year? Yes. And we've all had one storm in common. But outside of that, we've all had our storms. We've had other storms coming in. Some have navigated them well. Some of them haven't. You've been knocked around a bit. That's okay. That happens in storms. We get knocked around. You may have come out, some things have been made stronger out the other end of those. Some things, you've come out weaker in some areas of your life. And for some, you may have been completely stripped away through a storm. There are all sorts of storms going on. We're going to turn before I start getting into the main part of my message. I'm just going to go to Matthew 7, verse 24. And just read this going in this morning. So let's just turn there. You got that? Yeah, cool. Therefore, and I think I can see it at the back. I can. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his whare on the rock. Notice I put whare in instead of house. Okay? Māori language week this week. The rain came down, the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that whare. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. Next screen. Next verses. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his whare on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that whare and it fell with a great crash. Is that 27? Yeah, that's 27. So when the storm hits us, anything that's weak will collapse, becomes unstable, can jeopardize the whole structure. If you've got a weakness in a significant area, everything comes down, even if other things have been built strong. Everything comes down. If you've built well and you've got a strong structure and you put the strength in the right places, even if there's weak bits everywhere else, the storm comes, your structure will stand because there's strength in there. We need to build strong. We need to know how to build strong for our futures, for our whānau, for our children, for God. Amen? But before all of that, we need a solid foundation. Because we can build whatever we like on top of a sandy foundation, and it doesn't matter how strong you build. When the wind and the storm comes, it's going to collapse because the sand and the foundation is weak and it will hold nothing. You know, following Jesus is a strong foundation, right? And we might think, you know, when we follow Jesus, everything's different, you know. We're bulletproof. Storms of life don't, you know, they subside. They go around us in Jesus' name, you know, all this sort of stuff. But no, we still have the same storms. Just because we've got Jesus at the foundation, we've still got the same storms. We still go through the same stuff, but here's the difference. We can survive those storms a little bit better because we have a strong foundation. You know, storms are really great to highlight a few things. And things that I thought that I'd built really strong going through storms have crumbled out the other side. I actually thought going in, that's a good strong part of my life. And coming out the other side, it's gone. You know, and then there's other things where I haven't put much time or energy, but I've put a little bit of time, but it's come out stronger out the other end of the storm. You know, so there's storms highlight stuff in our lives. Let's turn to my main scripture now for the morning, and that is 1 Corinthians 3. We're going to start in verse 10. I will turn there because there's a few bits that I need to. So let me just read it to you. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it, but each one should build with care. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus. Before we go on, Paul says that our lives are like a whare or a house. He's likening this structure of a house to our lives. So we are the whare. And Jesus, Paul says, is the only foundation. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only foundation that should be laid. But you see, Paul went a step further in this scripture. And can we go to the next slide, please, Rebecca? Because he actually talks to us about what we build on top of that foundation. So he says, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved. So even though only as one escaping through the flames. So with Jesus as our solid foundation, the foundation always survives. I want to tell you that this morning. If you've got Jesus as your foundation, you will walk through anything and it will always survive. But what we are building our lives with on top of that foundation, that may not survive. That may not survive. That doesn't mean everything's gone. You've still got that foundation there, who is Jesus. If we use the best materials, then our whare too will survive. Our lives, the things we've built towards will survive. If we're using the best materials, the ones that can't be destroyed, yeah? If anyone wants to laugh at me, they can leave the room. You know I'm only talking to one person here. Can we just go to verse 16, Vicar? Honey, thank you. You do an amazing job. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? So if your foundation is Jesus, He's the foundation. We are the temple of God that stands on the foundation. God needs a temple built solid. If you think about the temples back in the Old Testament, they were made out of gold, of silver, of the cedar pines, of all the best material. God wanted only the best for His dwelling place. You are His temple. You're His temple. He wants you built with the best of the best of the best. But He's not going to force that. He's not going to force that because you still have a choice in this. But I want to tell you, fire will come. Whether it storms, fire will come. And are you building with stuff that is going to end up turning to ash? Or are you building with precious stones that do not get destroyed through the fire, that won't burn away? Instead, precious stones, gold and silver, through fire purify. They come out stronger and purer and better than when you went in. So if we build with the right stuff, when the storm hits, we'll come out stronger, more purified, better, and able to withstand the next fire or the next storm. So it doesn't matter what comes across your path, it will not destroy you. It will only make you better. The enemy can throw whatever he wants at us. It will make us better. Hear that? Build your whare to last. Now the first, I'm going to give you three things that I got out of this scripture. The first one is building wisely. We've got to build wisely. So if you have a look, Paul said, I lay the foundation as a wise builder. So I lay the foundation. That's that choice. Jesus is a foundation and we can use that as our foundation, or we can choose to lay another foundation in our life. I need to build as a wise builder. I can't just pray about it and then leave it to God. No, I build it. Someone gave me a prophetic word. Now I'm waiting for God to bring it to fruition. No, I build it. I had a dream. No, I build it. I build it. What did it say? By grace, I lay the foundation. See, wisdom knows what to do. Wisdom is a spiritual thing. Wisdom is a God-given gift. Wisdom knows what to do. Have you ever heard that saying, faith sees, wisdom builds? I love that saying. Proverbs 24 verse 3. You there? Yep. By wisdom, a whare is built, and through understanding, it is established. If you're believing for something significant in your life, by God's grace, you must build it with wisdom. Faith is actually important in this process. It's, yes, faith sees, wisdom builds. Faith is really important. You've got to have that first, because if you can't see what you're meant to build, you'll never build it. So faith steps in first. Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for, certain of what we don't see. So faith sees it, even when it doesn't exist yet. That's what faith does. God loves faith. Hebrews 11:6, he says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we've got to have that faith. We've got to have that vision, that seeing in our life. James 2:14 says, without faith, without works is dead. So you've got to start with faith, but then you've got to do the building and doing the works on top of that. Faith with no action or no building will get you nowhere. Will get you nowhere. So what have I been believing for that I need to start building towards? What have I been believing for that I've just been waiting for? Faith sees, but wisdom builds. A few examples for you. Health and weight. You know, I'm seeing myself looking like this. I'm seeing myself fit and healthy. I'm seeing myself, well, it's all very well seeing myself that way. It's all very well having the faith to do that, unless I'm willing to do the work to get there and build and put some good stuff in my life. Building on the solid foundation of Jesus, doing it wisely, I'm actually not going to achieve what I'm wanting to achieve in my life. Study and exams, guys. You want a career. You want to go somewhere in your life. Study, and wisdom says you study. Wisdom says you sleep early the night before and get up all rearing and ready to go. You're not playing games till 3 o'clock in the morning. Woo! If you believe you have a career or you want to put yourself somewhere out in the marketplace, prepare yourself for that. Don't say, God, I declare it, I claim it in Jesus' name, and then wonder why it never happened. Prepare yourself for that. Finance. You want to retire one day with a good nest egg? Well, you've got to start now, and wisdom builds that nest egg. Wisdom builds marriage, family, relationships. What you have today is a result of what you have built. Can I say that again? What you have today is a result of what you've built. Now, I want to tell you, sometimes you're not the only one in this equation. But what you do in that storm, what you do, what you build in your life in that storm, will see you coming out the other end depleted or stronger. Proverbs 4 verse 7. It's not up there. Sorry, I haven't got that one up there. But this is an awesome verse. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. How easy. Okay, how do I do that? The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom. James 1, 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given you. You know, as a young mum, I can remember, I used to love the story of Solomon and the fact that God said to him, anything you want and I'll give it to you, just tell me. And Solomon says, God, I want your wisdom. He didn't ask for riches and all of the wealth, and he didn't ask to be the king who had the best of the best. He just simply said, God, I want your wisdom. And because God gave him his wisdom, everything else came to him because he walked life in wisdom. You know, as a young mum, going through those years when you have toddlers, three under three sort of thing, and you think my life is all about this. Well, you know what? I can remember vividly sitting at my table, having my quiet times or reading the word and just crying out to God for wisdom. I said, God, I want to be like Solomon. God, I know that this is just a season in my life. I want your wisdom. Prepare me now for what's to come. Give me your wisdom, God. That was the cry of my heart. Everyone can build wisely. We only need to ask God, who will give generously. Okay, number two, the second thing. So the first one is build wisely. The second thing for building our whare to last is choose to build with the right materials. Once again, this is your choice. This is all you guys. You choose to build with the right materials. So 1 Corinthians 3, 12 and 13 there, it says, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay or straw, their work will be shown up for what it is. And the fire will test the quality of each person's work. So there's two sets of materials there. There's the gold, silver and costly stones, which obviously are the good ones. Then there's the wood, hay and straw, which there's nothing wrong with wood, hay and straw. They just don't last a fire. So if you know a fire is coming, and a fire will come, you've got to make sure you've got more gold, silver and costly stones than wood, hay and straw. Does that make sense? Okay. Two sets of materials. One set will be destroyed by the fire. The next set will be refined by the fire and you will come out stronger. It's your choice. Build with the stuff that in just one moment can be destroyed and go. Okay, but don't cry when the fire comes and you're left with nothing. You will have your foundation as long as you're following Jesus, but you'll have to start again. You'll have to start again. Stuff that in one moment of disaster makes you stronger and more valuable than when you went in. That's what I want to be building my life with. So Paul says a wise builder chooses to build with stuff that lasts. Let's have a look at 1 Peter 1, 6 and 7. This is from the Message Bible. It's actually 1 Peter 1, 7. Pure gold put in the fire comes out of it proved pure. Genuine faith put through suffering comes out proved genuine. So there's a parallel. And God wants your life to shine. Remember, we're his temple. God wants you to shine. The fire isn't a bad thing. Don't look at the fire, the fires, the storms. Don't look at them as a bad thing. It's refining you. It's purifying you. It's testing the building stuff that you've stuck in there. It's not punishing or judging. See, gold's got to go through a purifying process to become pure. It's got to. Otherwise, it's not worth as much. So the fire actually completes you. Can I say that? Your testings, your fire, they complete you. You cannot be completed without walking through trials, without walking through the testings. He wants you to sparkle. He wants to show you off. And when we come out of that fire, glistening and glowing and sparkling because of the great work we've been doing in our life, our God is saying, look at her, look at him, look. Look what I'm left with, look. And you know, like a king, they wear their most prized possessions in their crown for everybody to see. He wants to show you off. So he's not going to do it all for you, because then you've done nothing and he won't really want to show you off. No, he wants you to do it. He wants you to build it, make the right choices. So he can say, look, she listened. He listened. They get it. They get it. Show them off. Show them off. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy. Some of you know, Rak, my story. Some of you don't. But we, 15 years ago, were pastoring in another church in Rotorua. We had probably the biggest fire, the biggest storm in our life hit us in that time, where a colleague of ours ended up molesting one of our daughters. Now, this was a senior leader in our church. It blew our church apart. It blew us apart. It cut off relationships. It took 3 years of court cases. Our family were broken. Our family, we had a daughter who didn't want to love God anymore. Didn't want to bar the church. Someone in the church, if he's going to heaven, I don't want to go there, Mum, was her words. Broke my heart. Broke my heart. But you know what? Everything in that moment for me felt like it had burned away. It felt like it. It felt like I'd been left with nothing. Except I knew in my mind there's supposed to be pure gold coming through this. And then there wasn't even a conscious thought for me. Because you don't think about that in a storm. You'd actually, you don't. You're just surviving. What was left in us, though, through that process, we had our foundation strong in Jesus. That never shook, ever. Didn't matter what the enemy threw at us. This is our daughter, one of our most precious, precious possessions. But my God stands solid. The foundation of my life never, ever moved. Stop it, I can't see my words. Paul says that our lives are like purifying gold. Gold, when heated to extreme temperatures, heats up, melts. All impurities float to the surface. That's called dross. You may have heard of it in the Bible. So all the gunk and muck, anything in that piece of gold that shouldn't be there, rises to the surface. It's called dross. Under the pressure of the fire, the muck rises. Then they just scoop it off and they're left with the purest of the pure. That's what God does for us. That's what God does for us. He scoops off that muck so that we can then solidify as something incredibly pure. That will never have to go through that fire process again. What's left is pure. What do you do when the fire or hard times come? I'm asking you that. What do you do? Do you run away? Or is your choice to stay in the fire and let God scoop out the imperfections? Choose to build with the right materials. Will preached a great message last week on love. If you're asking me what some of the right materials are to build in, love. It's got to start there. Our foundation is God. We love Him with all of our heart, strength, soul and mind. Then love others as we love ourselves. Love. We focus on God, on loving God and loving others, and that's a great place to start. The third thing that I have is you've got to lay the right foundation. We can't build well without the right foundation, and we've already said it today. The foundation is everything, and the foundation has to be Jesus. And I want to tell you this today. If you don't have a foundation in your life that is Jesus, you can build stuff. But when the fires of life hit you, they will collapse. Some stuff may survive, but with Jesus there, you have a better position to allow the fires and everything to come, and things will stand. If we want our fuddy to stand, we must start with Jesus as the foundation. We remember back in Matthew 7, when we first started, the rain came down, the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that fuddy, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. You know, you can spend your whole life building, and if your foundation is not solid, which is only Jesus, then you are a foolish man, the Bible says. You are a foolish man and everything will be destroyed. Oh, this might sound really hard today, but it's the Bible, it's not me. It's actually God's word. You can spend your whole life building. You know, some here today, you've only just started building your fuddy on Jesus. You've only just started following Him. You've laid that great foundation. I want to say, well done. Well done. You guys have started. You guys have made a shift. You've stood yourself in a solid place. You are so much more braced for those things that come at you. You know, some here today, you've been building for a while. And Jesus is your foundation. But what materials are you building with? What are you doing? Perhaps you're not being so wise about the building materials you're using. And maybe you haven't gone through a fire yet, so you don't even know what's going to survive and what won't. So you're all bulletproof. Oh, I'm good, you know. But, you know, it says in 1 Corinthians 3, that verse that I read before, if it burns up, you receive a loss, but you will be saved like one escaping through the flames. Do you want to be someone who's running from the flames because you were not prepared and had nothing solid built on top of your foundation? But you escape with your life and you're saved. Woohoo! I don't want to just be saved. I want to be glorious. I want to glow. I want to sparkle. I want God to show me off. I don't want to run away with my tail between my legs because I had nothing left. Yes, I'll be saved. Yay! Thank you, Jesus. For Rack and I, we are only seeing today the gold and the jewels and the precious stones that were refined through that time in our life. We're walking in that today. We're different leaders today than we were back then. What we see in us, we think, how did that happen? Through the fire. Through the fire. Build your foundation on a strong, strong foundation of Jesus. But your foundation is intact and He is refining you as you allow Him to journey your processes. Don't think that your journey is over because you've hit a fire and you've been depleted and you're left with nothing. We are always building. Always building. And there's some today, lastly, who don't have Jesus as your foundation yet. And I hope today has made sense to you. Because you need Jesus in the foundation of your life. And I want to just say to you, please don't leave here without talking to someone today about that. No matter what you build in your life without Him, it will in the end amount to nothing.